This call is being recorded.
Now allow yourselves to form an energetic connection between your fourth chakra or your high heart center just above the fourth chakra now, that magenta color, and your sixth chakra in the middle of your forehead, your third eye center. And energetically connect the two. Send energy from your high heart center to your sixth chakra, and then back down around to your high heart center, and form a vortex of energy. Your consciousness now being pulled into that vortex of energy, and your conscious knowing self is now in the middle of your forehead, looking out through that third eye, as if it were a doorway or a window out into the astral world. And allow yourself to move through that doorway or window, through the third eye, out into the room, wherever you are, into the astral space around your physical body. Become aware of your physical body now being separated from you in your astral body. Just simply turn around and look at your physical body, sitting or laying there. Get the sense of separation, the connection, but yet the separation. You are not your physical body. Your physical body is a part of you, part of the totality of who you are. Now let your astral body just float up and find yourself floating up over a beach. The ocean waves coming in, this beautiful, pristine, sandy beach. Maybe one somewhere in your memories, or one that you're simply just visualizing now. But see no one on that beach. This is your beach. This is only for you. Maybe it's on an island somewhere. It's just your beach. As you begin to float down toward the beach, down toward the sand, your feet touch the sand, you feel the warmth of the sand, the warmth of the sun on your back, on your head. You become aware of the other senses coming alive. You become aware of the sounds of the seagulls flying overhead, the sounds of the ocean waves, the smell of the salt air. You become aware of the energy, though, the consciousness that is here, the consciousness in the water, the consciousness in the sand, the consciousness in the air around you. What you know now as the negative ions that are all around you, and you feel a sense of just a calmness, just like any time you've been in a beach area. You feel that sense of calm and peace. You begin to get in touch now with the water, the ocean waves coming in. Begin to connect with those waves as they come in and go out. Come in and recede out. Ebb and flow of the ocean waves, just as the ebb and flow of your breathing, just as the ebb and flow of Gaia's breathing, just as the ebb and flow of all of the planets of the solar system, the sun of the solar system. Connecting now you with Gaia, with the solar system, with the sun of the solar system, and out through the sun, out into the galaxy and the many solar systems within the galaxy. Connecting with all of the heavenly bodies, the galactic central sun. Feel in the connection, Neil. Feel in the ebb and flow of the consciousness. These great beings that ensoul these planets and stars and suns. And out through the galactic central sun, out into the many billions of galaxies. All of their solar systems and all of their central suns of each galaxy. Finally to the source. Source of this universe. Universal source, universal mind. The connection to that universal source. Feel the oneness, the connectedness of all things. I am that I am. Within the all. Now become aware of many waves of energy, waves of consciousness that have been coming from this universal source of consciousness for some time now. Have been coming into this solar system, into the Earth. Notice how the waves that have been coming in have been somewhat minimized. You can see them coming in strong through the galactic central sun, but then becoming minimized or held back in their full intensity. The people on the planet, Gaia, do not stand the full intensity. Not be able to handle it. See the energies as they're coming in, these waves of energy getting stronger and stronger. And if you look toward the central sun of the universe, you see even stronger waves that are coming, building. Just as the waves of the ocean, small wave comes in, and then a larger wave, and a larger, till a really big wave comes in. That is what is happening here. Many waves of consciousness have been coming in for some time. Raising the consciousness, not only of the planet Earth, Gaia, but of the entire solar system and galaxy. I want you now to look a little bit into the future. Become aware, all is one, all is in the now. You can see the past, present, and the future all at once. Become aware of an energy from the galactic, or rather the universal central sun, one consciousness of the universe, building and building, almost as if there is an in-breath and an out-breath. The in-breath has been going on for many thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Universal central source is about to breathe out. With that out-breath comes an energy, a consciousness that has never been known here in this solar system, or the planet Earth. It is becoming known. It's already happening at the higher dimensional levels. Is coming down to meet you, not at the third dimension, but at the upper fourth and fifth dimension here on the planet. I want you to remember back, if you can, to any particular time you felt a sense of bliss come over you. You did not know where it came from, how long it would last. You just basked in it, just allowed this blissful feeling to come over you. It was such a natural high. And I want you to take that same feeling that you had. You did not, cannot remember having it, just simply make it now. Feel a blissful sense come over you. Now multiply it 100 times, 1,000 times. You begin to grasp the solar flash, the event, the changeover, going to bring. Yourselves just simply bask in that feeling for a few minutes. Feel the oneness. Feel the connection to all of life. Feel the beings of who you are. Universal source within you. And you within the universal source. Allow yourself to find your way back from wherever you went, wherever you were guided to, whatever experience that you had, back towards your physical body, back merging in with your physical body. Keep that heightened sense of bliss, that oneness, that you may have felt, even for just a moment, back in with you. Allow yourself to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Kara. And as always, it is a pleasure to be able to be with you and share in these moments. In these moments now that are in the perfect now. Even though you look around yourselves, listen to your news broadcasts, listen to other people and what they may or may not be saying, and you wonder, when is all this going to change? When is this changeover going to be? And the answer always comes to you. Be patient. Be patient, my son, my daughter, my child. As your higher self speaks to you, be patient. Because all is happening for a reason. Everything that you have been told by many different sources is and will be coming into fruition. Again, not at your third dimensional level that you, some of you still find yourselves at times. And I say purposefully at times because most of you now, most of the time in your daily lives, have now moved more and more fully out of the third dimension. It is only those times where you feel frustrated, or those times where you feel sorrow, or those times where you feel a sense of anger coming into you. Those times, yes, you are still ensconced within the third dimension. But all the rest of the times, just think about it, all of the times that you feel joy, happiness, you feel that sense of bliss come over you, you feel like life is wonderful. Even if you are noticing all around you those negative things, those negative happenings that are coming through your news broadcasts, you're aware of them, but you're not a part of them. Those times, my friends, you are in the higher fourth dimension, and even at times in the fifth dimension. And that is where you need to be for the event, the changeover, the solar flash to occur. And it is occurring. If you look at the sense of time that you have here, take away that sense of time and know that everything is in the perfect now, then you can begin to understand that it is not so much when it happens, but that it does happen and is happening. You have been told to look up into the skies and see our ships. Many of you are beginning to do that more and more. And you are seeing through the clouds. You are seeing those experiences that we show to you, such as our ships that we disguise as jets, as your planes. But as you look at them, you know they are not from your world. They are from our world. And many, many more will begin to look up into the skies and see that which they could not see before, that which they were not ready to see before. But because of the awakening process that is happening, disclosure is coming to you. We are coming to you. Speak mostly of our Pleiadian fleet. There are many civilizations that are also beckoning to you. Will also be coming to you as well. Yes, it is still at this time for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. But more and more are gaining those eyes and those ears. More and more are being able to look beyond the veil. Veil that actually is not even there anymore. The only part of the veil that is there is because of programming. But it is only the programming that created the veil to begin with. Let go of the programming, the veil is gone. So allow yourselves, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, allow yourselves to become who you are. Let your gifts come forward. Gifts of spirit. Those gifts which many of you are beginning to remember more and more now. And as you remember them, they will then begin to come in to be able to be used by you. You will have those abilities again, whether it is telepathy, whether it is heightened intuition, precognition, even things such as telekinesis. All of the gifts are coming back to all of you. Let them in. As you let them in, they will become more and more prevalent within you. And also, as you let them in, you will have a heightened sense of consciousness as a result of it. And as your consciousness raises, so too do these gifts become more and more prevalent within you. I am Kara, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness to open yourselves up to all that is here now. Not that is coming, that is here now for all of you. We love you immensely beyond what you can even begin to imagine, as we are your family of light, just as you are ours. We send love to all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you. When we serve here to assist you in answering your questions, and we want you to understand that this is certainly not a chore for us. We love to come and be with you and have camaraderie with you and to assist you as we can, to be of service, for that is what we are. We are the one who serves, or the ones who serve in most cases here. And we are here to do exactly that, to assist you, to guide you, not to do it for you, but to assist you along the way, just as Shoshana, who is standing by here as well, to assist you in this respect also. Do you have questions here now for one who serves and Shoshana? Yes, is there a question? Yes.
This is Cheryl. I have a question.
Yes.
So, the other night I was lying in bed. I wasn't yet asleep, laying on my stomach, and I felt a cool tingling energy, which felt like hands placing a large object on my head. And it has been a few years since I felt it, but in the past it wasn't as strong. So I'm curious as to what is being placed on my head, and if you could speak about it, if it's not too personal for me. Thank you.
It's not so much that it is too personal for you, it is that we cannot tell you what it is, but that you are absolutely correct in that there is something that is being given to you by your own higher self to assist you in connecting now with all of your chakra centers, but predominantly your soul star chakra that has been awakened. And this is why it is coming into your head area here. It is a connection between your soul star chakra and your crown chakra here, making that connection. You understand this?
Yes, I see. Thank you so much. Love
very
you.
Good. Roshana, do you have anything to add
here? We have a perspective to share, if we may.
Yes, please.
We have always known, our dear sister, that you have had a place in the world of royalty, that you have had a position where you rule with a charitable hand, with a loving hand, with a compassionate heart, those that wish to follow your guidance. We have seen this and we know this. We feel that what has been placed in your possession is that which you wore in the Atlantean times, the crown. Now, we know we are not supposed to share this with you. We know that we are being admonished, but we must share this because we know that you have come from that vast lineage of royalty and that you have been gifted with all that that brings. Namaste.
Thank you. That's exactly what I thought it was. Thank you.
Namaste.
Very good. And of course, there are no supposed to's and should's. It is whatever it is.
We know that you know.
Yes.
Are there other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Rita.
Yes, dear Rita.
Hi. Thank you for being here, and we love you too. We love having you be with us with your sense of humor. And by the way, where is that guy that has such a sense of humor that comes through a lot? We haven't heard from him in a long time.
He has been taking a sabbatical.
Okay. But my question is...
He will be back. He will be here.
I'm sorry, but I beg your pardon?
We say that he will be back. He will be here. Most likely at your next advance, he will make his appearance again.
Oh, good. I know we'll all be happy and laughing to hear him again. Since we're talking about the crown chakra, I have been wondering for many, many years where our soul does dwell. And I have understood it doesn't dwell in any organs in our body. But could it be in the crown chakra, since it's called the soul chakra?
No, that is, the crown chakra is not called the soul chakra. You are speaking of the soul star chakra above.
Oh, yes.
Bit.
That's the one. Yes, that's the one I'm talking
about. Your soul does not reside in any of your bodies. Your soul is your consciousness, or rather a part of your consciousness. Your soul is a record of the mind over the many, and all of your lifetimes, not only here on this planet, but all of your existence. Your Akashic record is within the soul, you see?
Yes.
Shoshana, something to add here?
We can share. Wait, may we share our perspective with you, dear sister?
Yes, honey, you may.
This is a difficult idea for those that are embodied, those that have bodies that walk around and actually have locations. Your feet are on the ground. Your behind is in a chair, and you feel that you reside in a location. And we make this idea that all things must reside in a location, because that is what we do as bodies. What we can tell you about the soul is it has no residence. It has no location. It is all. It is everything. It is everywhere. And it cannot be located in a particular area, you see. So this idea is difficult for most to understand, that the soul has no residence. It is all, it is one, it is everything. Namaste.
Well, thank you. Boy, that answers it. That really answers it. Thank you so much, both of you.
Yes.
And you cannot lose your soul, as some believe, unless you give it up in terms of being reconstituted or transmuted into the central sun to begin again, you might say. The soul, though, continues on. The record would be expunged if that were to be the case. You see?
Is that called the second death?
You can call it this, but no, it is not the same thing.
Okay. Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
My question is about the Northern California fires. It seems like it's a regular thing now every year, and these things keep getting stronger. And I'm just wondering, I know there's a bigger purpose to everything, and these events wake people up and open their hearts. But what I felt when I connected in was very dark, and so I just wondered if there was some co-option going on with this, or if there was a higher purpose, if it's a karmic thing. It sheds some light on that, because it feels like it's going to be an annual thing. So I just was wondering if I could get a higher perspective on that.
There is a purging there in your California area of the dark forces that are predominantly located there. Other parts of the world as well, but very much so in that California area. And this is a purging of those forces. There is also a conflicting process that is going on from the dark forces themselves that are attempting to relocate many along a path, as we find it, there where there is going to be a transportation wanting to be assembled there, put in there. And this is along that path as well. But it is predominantly the light forces that are purging out the darkness there. So it is something that is part of the orchestration that needs to happen for Gaia to be completely freed of the dark forces here. Okay? Shoshana?
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
We can share on this. May we share?
Yes, of course.
We know that in this location, there is much turmoil. There, as the one who serves has indicated, there is much darkness. There is much angst and frustration and evil from the hearts of man that reside in this area. This has caused an inflammation. The third chakra, that is the fire, is dominating. The ego is dominating this area, although we find that there are many that are enlightened in this area, and there are many that are not part of this. But there is many that are part of this that cause these fires because of their darkness, because of their egos, because of their darkness. And as one who serves has indicated, this is a purging that must take place until there is more that have awakened to who they are and are driven by compassion rather than competition. This is what we have to share with you. Namaste.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Very good. Are there any further questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Couldn't be unmuted. This is Karen. Thanks for taking my question. I've asked this before a couple of times. Not sure if you can tell me anything new, but it's been a while since I asked. Wondering if there's anything you can tell me today, and this may help other people on the line, about addictions as we move into the higher vibes. I'm still struggling with cigarettes and definitely feeling the effects more and more as the vibrations increase. A lot of chest pain, but just have not been able to let it go. And did what you suggested months ago when I asked this question. Just wondering if there's anything you can tell me today about the smoking.
What was the answer you were given previously?
I think the last one was doing some work, and I did do some with, my mind just went blank, with a lady that's on the call, Marilou, and also Peter, with some past life stuff. I think there was some emotional stuff. I don't have my notes in front of me. But I'm just really struggling, and it's really creating a lot of health problems.
We
have a question for you, dear sister. May we ask the question?
Yes, please.
We would ask you why you do this. Why do you smoke?
Consciously, I don't know if I have all the answers, because if I did, it seems like I would have been able to quit by now.
Do you not know why you do this?
I think there's, I don't know if I'm making it too difficult. I'm sure there's lots of reasons. A lot of it is habit. A lot of it is just a physical addiction. There's an emotional piece. There's a part of it feels like protection for me in the smoke, but yet I know that's an illusion because it's really not protecting me, but that's some kind of a program or something that I have. So I don't know if I can just name one reason.
We would ask you to, if you could, sit down and write the reasons down why you are doing this. And it may take a while, but you must begin to journal these reasons to find why you are pinned down by this habit. You must locate the reason why you continue, and you must locate the reason to stop. You have not found a reason to stop, even though it is consuming you. But you must go back to the roots of this. We find, we should not share this with you because you must find it on your own. But we can tell you that this thing that you do originates when you were young, when you were very young, and this caused you to turn to this habit. So we would ask you to journal this. Then you must focus and meditate on your willpower should you choose to stop. You have all the resources available to you to stop this, even though addiction is a painful thing to stop. You have the resources to stop it, but you must find why you are doing it. And secondly, you must find a reason to stop and completely stop this. Do you see what we are saying here?
I do, and if, even if I know, which I have some ideas of some of the reasons, finding that and knowing that doesn't seem to be enough to just make me stop, just knowing the reason why. I don't know how to heal.
Then you have not found the cause. We are looking for causation here at a very deep level, that you must look at this, and because you have substituted this habit for looking at the cause. You see.
Okay. And once I know that cause, how do I heal or transform that?
Check back with us when you know the cause.
I don't really want to share it on the line, but I have some, or maybe I should set a private session.
Yes, and you may, if you wish, set a private session, but you also can utilize the Shoshana Shares email system and ask your questions there, if you wish.
Okay.
Namaste, dear sister.
We have something to add here as well, and what we find is everything that Shoshana is saying, very accurate. And there is also, though, there is a blockage in your fifth chakra, in your will center area, your throat center, and that is an energy blockage there. And it is keeping you from asserting your will over this. And what there is a saying, if there is a will, there is a way, but if there is no will, there is no way. And right now, you do not seem to have the will here to overcome this. And what Shoshana is saying, you need to have a reason why you want to overcome it before you will overcome it. So you need to look at that very closely and understand where this blockage there is in your will center. And then do what is necessary to release that blockage. That can be from past life regression. That can be from use of crystals. If you have a propensity toward crystals, you can utilize certain crystals that will work in that fifth chakra area, putting them on your throat area. And that may help to alleviate this, but not until you have determined, created the will here to overcome this. Once the will is activated, then it is very simple to find the tool that will take you to the next level here.
That is correct.
Even hypnosis can be helpful, but not until you are ready to be able to utilize it. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Are there any further questions here before we release channel? Nothing further, then we are going to release channel. Shoshana, do you have anything to add here at the end?
At this time, we do not have a message.
Very good. The only thing that we have to share here is to keep on going. Do not let those things that are happening in the world become a part of your world. Be separate from this as much as you can. Be in the now moment as much as you can. Because if you reside in the past, or you are constantly, or what is coming in the future, then you are denying yourself the moments of joy that you can have now, in the moment now. That is what we would say to you. And when you come together for the next advance, there is going to be so much more that is you are going to receive. It is going to, what you have saying, spin your head. Is that the right saying here? That does not seem like the right saying. Your head will spin. That is it. Your head will spin. Okay? Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.